This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
I just, you know, I've just been going through it and really needing somebody to talk to.
But BetterHelp, this is great for you because it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online.
Oh, that's right. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed even. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today, you know?
And I love that. And I love that you can read their testimonials, which they post daily, if you go to BetterHelp.com/reviews.
That's right. Visit BetterHelp.com/mocha. That's Better, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
You know, Kim, in fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Two Funny Mamas listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/mocha.
Hey, what's going
on, everybody?
Welcome to Two Funny Mamas. I'm Kim Whitley.
And I am Sherry Shepherd. Hey, everybody. Hey. I'm doing a live, and I'm trying to figure out how to end it so that we can actually do our podcast.
It is hard
I didn't
to
think
figure
that
it
was gonna
out.
Start right. Right.
You know
now.
What? It's this lash hanging down. Did you get my, how y'all doing? Did you? Okay, if a girlfriend has her eyelashes too long and they look a little crazy, can you text them and say, tell your makeup artist or whoever's doing your, to cut that lash on the end because it's giving you the sleepy dog look. I sent you that text. Remember that little celebrity girl?
But I didn't.
You didn't respond.
I didn't respond because sometimes I don't pay attention to what you say. Let me just end this
so
live.
You end the live since you're being rude. And
you guys, God bless you.
Thank you all for joining us today.
And you're gonna keep talking. I'm trying to say goodbye.
Well, let them see that you're on the phone at least so that people can see who you're talking to.
I'm doing a live.
Okay, but then hold the back of the phone when you're doing filming so the viewing audience could go ahead and say goodbye.
And then everybody says that I'm bossy. Okay, everybody, I'll see y'all later.
She's bossy.
Subscribe to Two Funny Mamas Podcast. You can go on YouTube and put in Two Funny Mamas or your favorite podcast platform. Search us on your search engine, Two Funny Mamas. And I'm going to say goodbye right now so I can finish doing the thing.
It's lonely.
Okay, you call me. All right.
She's lonely.
Good night. All right, there we go. In now. Share to IGTV.
Gosh. So, did everybody have a good week? How y'all doing? Welcome. Thank you for joining
us. Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
I am going to start a job on Monday. Let me just go ahead and say it. So, Chris, you can watch me every day. I will be on Daily Pop. On the E-Channel.
Oh, that's so cool.
Congratulations.
Live. Thank you. I'll be filling in for Morgan, who is going out on maternity leave. And I got a 3-month gig, which is live every morning on the E-Channel.
Yay!
So make sure y'all check it out. So, I'm looking at her like, just like you, got to talk in the morning. Every morning, I'm going to be talking too. She will be on Dish Nation. I will be on Daily Pop. We both will be running our mouth. How about that?
Now tell me something about Daily Pop. What is it? What is the show about?
Daily Pop is a Daily Pop. I guess popular information, popular people.
Okay.
No, what it is, it's just like Dish Nation, and we're really talking about current events. It's all about pop culture.
Oh, I love pop culture so much.
Yeah, we talk a lot about The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
First of all, can we talk about The Bachelor since we're,
yes.
This is kind of like to ready. Get you ready,
right. Get
for
me ready.
Daily Pop.
For Daily Pop.
Let me, I'm about to post this, so it's posting.
Well, here.
So,
sorry, go ahead, Sherry.
It's okay. Hey, everybody, welcome to Two Funny Mamas. I am Sherry Shepherd.
That was 15 minutes ago. We're already deep in a conversation. Oh, if I wouldn't get in trouble for punching you in your face right now.
Mm.
Thank you, Chris. Crystal, we're already going on. Can you please go ahead and talk about The Bachelor. Thank you.
Okay, so, first of all, let me congratulate you because you just got a job with Daily Pop, which is amazing. So you get to get up in the mornings and you get to run your mouth and talk. This is awesome. So what I want to say is one of the things you talked about was The Bachelor. So we finally have our first, this mm-hmm. role playing. We got our first Black Bachelor.
Yes.
Which is awesome. He's not really my type.
Oh, he's, but now why do you say that though?
Because he looked like he dated white girls.
See, that is judging a book by its cover.
No, I don't think so.
How do you say, how does a Black man look like they date white
girls? Oh, you can tell.
Tell me why.
Because just like you can look at Chris and go, he wants some chocolate up in his vanilla.
That okay, you can tell
you
Chris.
You can tell Chris. You can look at Chris. Because every time picture he sends us, his jeans is tight.
I was going to say his jeans.
You could tell like when you first got with Chris want a little bit of the mocha. So you can tell.
Look at Chris and say, oh, that can handle the mocha. That's really more like it.
That's what his mama said. So you can tell. I hate that we're talking about you like you're not here, Chris. But
that's
you
funnier.
You can tell when you look. It's like you know what lane you swim in. There are certain Black men that I will not go for because I go, they like white girls.
Okay.
And it doesn't bother me.
Kim, real quick. Maybe run through some dudes there. Bring them up. I need, like, give Sherry 5 examples, and I need her to break down why. Or, Sherry, can you please give us some of the – what's on that checklist?
Right, you said
why you like white girls?
The Bachelor guy, guy looks like he dates white girls.
You know, it's just not something I can really.
It's called swag.
I mean, he got a little bit of it. He's not my type. Let's just say that. I'm not trying to down him because I'm very happy that we have an African American Bachelor on ABC.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if people remember, I had a show called Match Made in Heaven, which was the first Black male Bachelor.
True.
It was on WeTV. Because nobody was stepping up to the plate. And I did it for a season and it tripled the ratings of the first season. So I'm not going to down him. I'm just saying he's not my type and he's not my type because he looked like he dated white girls. But the thing that I don't want to disparage him because I want them to bring on more Black men. I would like to see them bring on, like a Blair Underwood-ish type. Blair Underwood like Black women.
He does, but he looks like he dated white women.
No, I don't think Blair Underwood looked like he dated white women. Blair Underwood looked like Idris Elba-ish.
Okay.
You know, I'm going with
but
the dark-skinned dudes.
You know, I guess you're right.
I'm going with the dark-skinned dudes. But this is what I don't like about the Black Bachelor.
First of all, I love Blair Underwood. He's a good friend of mine.
I love Blair Underwood, too. We're not good friends, but I'm a great admirer of Blair Underwood. And I'm going to tell you, Blair Underwood is one of the nicest men in the business.
Yes, he is.
You don't hear anything bad about Blair Underwood. Mm-hmm. He's been married for, 20 years?
Long time. To Desiree.
And Blair Underwood, I have to say, is one of those men, because we live in Hollywood, so we be hearing stuff about everybody. Whether they married or not. It's like some stuff, the stuff that we hear, if y'all could be and sip some tea on the things that get to our ears. Blair Underwood is one of those people, it's just like, he's just a genuinely kind man. I just did a thing with him, a radio voiceover thing, and I love Blair. So anyway, I would like to see him bring on that type of Black Bachelor. This is what I don't like. They sexualize him too much.
Who?
The Black Bachelor on ABC.
What
Everything
do you mean?
Is about sex. Like when they came on, when the show first came on, not all of the girls, it was some of the white girls. Mm-hmm. One girl came on with a vibrator. She had a dildo. That's what she greeted him with. She was like, and she named it after his initials. And I just felt like, why would you do that? First of all, it make you look bad.
Because I was going to say, because she ain't going to win.
But and then one girl came up in just her bra and panties, wheeling a clothes rack with, she wanted him to pick out the gown that she should wear. So she walked up to him in her bra and panties. And you know, now they did a challenge where they had to read erotica to him. And I just go, why are y'all sexualizing this Black man? Like he's an intelligent dude. He's accomplished. So what is it with all of the sex? And it literally goes back to the sexualization of Black women or the sexualization of Black men. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it. This is just my 2 cents.
Okay, so that's what you fit. Now, have you watched The Bachelor before when it was a white boy?
No.
See? You know, I was going to say, you can't compare it because they all naked in the jacuzzi.
That doesn't surprise me.
You hear Chris laughing?
That's what they do.
You know, Chris, it's just like we have a different kind of a sensibility. So if they want to get naked and do it with another white boy, you do it. But for the first black man to be a bachelor on ABC, and that's what you starting off with, I don't like it. I'm a black woman.
She wants them.
I love my black
reading
men.
Books.
No, I don't want them to read no book.
A group.
Some of them girls can't read.
Arithmetic session at the chalkboard.
Yeah, do a damn group arithmetic session. Well, the show gonna get canceled.
Well, they do have it. It's well diversed, the women, you know. So he has.
It is very much so, and
knowing my age, so it ain't that diverse.
I would love to see a bachelor, you know, our age.
Okay, wouldn't it be fantastic?
But the bachelor gotta look like Idris Elba. Don't be giving me one. He gotta put in his teeth every morning. He can't walk, and he got water on his knee.
No,
and his name Otis, the Otis Files.
Otis Files.
But wouldn't Otis, like, I mean, wouldn't there be something nice about having Otis in that? I mean, he knows what he wants. Like, he can guide
the
journey.
I don't want to buy the name Otis,
right?
No, we don't want Otis. Get up there, right there.
Yeah. What's so funny is, Chris, she moved the little camera thing. You know how we could see ourselves? Mm-hmm. And there's a small thing. And I guess since I don't have a new computer, I know how to operate everything a little better. You could just make it small. But the fact that she likes to look at herself.
That makes me so happy.
She moved it off her face. She was like, I can't take it. This is killing me.
Because I have a wig on and I don't have a lot of body.
How's that?
Oh, I like that.
Oh, see, I made it bigger so she could see herself.
Because I don't have have a lot of bobby pins in this wig, and I need to.
Why do you keep doing that?
Because I have to make sure. I tell you, my Indian heritage is really coming out.
Boy.
You gotta keep looking at yourself, and it's just driving me crazy.
This is the Joe and Kamala that we weren't expecting. This is empowering everyone.
I have Indian heritage within my bloodline too. And sometimes it really, really comes out. And so I'm extremely, the Indian part of my heritage is extremely proud of Kamala Harris. So I'm just saying sometimes with certain hair, that heritage is very strong. Although the one picture I sent you, what I didn't have any hair on, I look at my Indian heritage really came out strong.
And I'd like to say—
I look like my name should be Anakusha.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I'd like to say that my white heritage for Biden has really come out several times. So I just want to go ahead and say we are.
You just always in competition. We truly are Biden and Harris. Diversified for America.
Yes, we are. We got diverse. Two funny mamas showing up.
They're here for you.
I want to say congratulations on Epop Daily.
The E Channel.
Sorry. You should know your friend stuff better than she does. Congratulations on Daily Pop on the E Channel. I'm so very proud of you. There's a couple things that I just want to say. Somebody gonna make a comment on our other podcast. It was like, leave it up to Sherry. I knew she was either gonna talk about men or how pretty Kim is. And I was like, well, you know me well. But another thing.
What else do they want?
What I knew she was gonna talk about men and how pretty Kim was. Because I think my friend is pretty. She just is. She's really pretty. Ugly attitude. Pretty.
Why'd you have to do that in such a deep voice? It was scary.
No, this is what I want to say I'm proud of you for. I'm proud of you for this gig that you got. You don't know nothing about no pop culture, but you're going to learn. And you can call me because you know I'm a pop culture like
she is.
Enthusiast.
Because I call her for everything. She's my
Because even on The
manager.
View, it was so hard to do pop culture because Barbara was not interested.
Interesting.
I would start my day with Donald Trump and end with Khloe Kardashian. Like, I had to know everything. But this is what I'm proud of Kim about. We talked last week about a show that she was doing for the Delta Sigma Theta sorority, and it was to raise scholarship money for young girls to go to college, particularly HBCUs, I believe. And Kim has not done stand-up in 1 year since we got quarantined. Our tour, Ladies Night Out, she would go in arenas and theaters and get on that stage for 20, 30 minutes. She would headline comedy clubs for 45 minutes to an hour. But we've been on stage, and it's been a year for Kim. So she was really stressed out, especially because they put her last and made her the headliner. And they put her with some really heavy hitters, Dave Arnold, Tony Baker.
D-Lay,
Nephew Tommy, Memphis Will. These are heavy hitters. She was the only woman. And you know, Chris, after we finished our podcast, we were going through trying to help Kim with material, and she was overthinking and overstressed. And I kept saying to you, you have to trust the gift that God gave to you. You are funny. You just have to trust it and stop overthinking it. But Kim was so stressed because she, because number one, she's a Delta, and there, and this was sponsored by the Deltas, and it was a lot of pressure on her. So she did it in her garage because Kim didn't want to be in the studio with other people because she's very, you know, we don't wear masks, but we've been tested 6 times this week. She's very careful about people being around her. So she did it in her garage. They set it all up, Rodney, sweetheart that he is, set it up. There were only 3 or 4 people in the audience, and we social distanced. So Andre was in one row. I was in the second row. Her best friend, Amy, was in the third row. And then it was the camera guys. Rodney was sitting over in the corner. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hosting.
And this was Kim. Kim, literally, I finished my massage. I rushed over. There was, when I parked, there was an alarm going off at a neighbor's house.
Yes.
There were dogs barking.
Yes.
There was, it was something else going on. It was all of this noise. So Kim, they asked Kim if she could close the garage door. As she closed the garage door, the power just went out.
Oh no.
No Wi-Fi, no power. No. Dave Arnold is trying to fill time. So, you know, y'all done seen David. He mad.
Oh yeah.
He's trying to fill time.
It was live.
It was live. This was a live event. Kim is freaking out. She running all over the place, cursing.
I didn't know where the breaker was.
It was a lot of power being pulled from the garage outlet. Y'all know if you have a garage, it's not a lot of power in the garage. But this is what I'm so proud of, my friend. When we finally got the power up, her and Dave were on the air. Dave just got up and walked off the set.
He just
left. Like how we do. In the middle of Kim talking. He knows she nervous. He just left. I don't know where Dave Arnold is.
He was
filling in for me.
So the moderator, nephew Tommy, the MC gets on and he says, Dave Arnold and I are tired of carrying your life. Like, we have to carry you through everything. We are tired of it. Kim, still with a smile on her face, is laughing. All she had to do was 10 minutes because pretty much they had taken all her time.
Yeah.
Kim proceeded. Once it was her, it took her 3 seconds. She killed Chris.
Of course.
I tell you, my friend did all of her material and did 20 minutes for the Deltas. Every Delta, Sigma, Theta across the 50 United States who was watching this girl, plus people who had bought tickets, were on the floor. I couldn't stop laughing.
You came up and Sherry came up and said hi to the people.
And didn't say not one thing funny. It was just so amazing watching this girl push through all of that, the power going out, coming back up, not being on stage for a year and making people laugh. And this is when I go to everybody listening and who's watching us. When you got a gift, you have to trust that God gave you a gift and it is going to burst forth like water from a well, like the stuff that is in a volcano. He's not going to let you down. It says in the Bible, God prepares a table for you. So he makes room for your gift. And the gift that he gave Kim is to make people laugh. So she talked about what had just happened. She talked about COVID. She talked about being touch starved. She talked about trying to get with the UPS man because she's so horny.
Nice.
She talked about Joshua and his online schooling. All of this stuff, and everybody's cracking up.
With Sherry in the second row, like, auntie, when I tell you, Chris, and every time I looked over Sherry, she was like, uh-huh, well done, that was a good one. Go forth, my child. Next, move on, Kim. You got this.
It
was making me laugh. Watch her watching me.
I was just like,
it just, you know, and that's what Chris, you kept telling her, like, Kim, you're going to be funny. That's who you are. That's your very being. You came out your mama's womb with a smile and loud. Your cry was the loudest in the day on maternity ward. Up until when they dropped
the doctor
your
when
head.
She came out. Yeah.
Smile.
You got to tell
what did you say, Chris?
I said she was clowning the doctor when she came out. It's like, oh.
She came out. She had jokes and was laughing to herself. I bet you Kim was a baby that just would giggle and look around and laugh to herself.
I was. They said I was laughing all the time. My mother was like, I ain't never seen nothing like it. She's just sitting there just as fat and laughing.
And laughing. Because that's all you do.
Okay.
Sherry,
you,
I think maybe you're not giving yourself enough credit. Just some behind the scenes. We had to record some new sponsor stuff, and we were here. Sherry made Kim laugh for about 40 minutes straight for a 15-minute project. Okay. Ended up being an hour and a half. And
you're going to put me back in a bad mood.
Oh, this, it was the best. It was what was so funny? What was so funny when we were working on that?
We had to do a voiceover.
Is it supposed to be in today?
Is it supposed to air today? I don't know.
Are we supposed to stop at a certain time, Chris, and do our...
Did she even tell you it was supposed to air today?
For the audio, it will be in there.
Oh, it'll be in there today?
It'll be out on Thursday, yes.
Is there a way we can stop and lead into it, Chris?
No, we got it.
Okay.
So for everybody who's listening and watching, we got our first paid advertiser.
It was rough,
and so all they wanted us to do was a voiceover. So it'll drop in whenever Chris decides. I guess when we freeze, he's gonna put it in.
But there was a lot of words. She picked a lot of sentences. She gonna give me the most sentences with a lot of words, and then we didn't even read it. I didn't get to read it. And it kept being this word therapeutic, and I kept thinking Tempur-Pedic.
Tempur-Pedic. So I told Chris.
Oh God.
Because mind y'all, we paid for Chris's time. He don't be on here out of the kindness and his heart and because he want to sleep with Kim. He neither here nor there. But I said to Chris.
Why you got an attitude when you're saying that, though?
Yeah, I was going to say, wow, we're providing a service. We're not making you podcast.
I know. He's like, man, damn.
Chris is like, I haven't slept with her yet. Damn.
Right.
Oh, I know we are.
If Chris thinks he's going to sleep with you and not give us a discount, Funny Mom,
you got another thing coming.
Now, you must be out your damn mind. You ain't dealt with no black women before.
Come on now.
So if you was thinking that, get it out your damn head.
Get out your head right now. Get your little invoices together.
I'm telling you, and lower them.
Thank you.
Thanks to all the great viewers.
They giving out for free.
Okay. Why would I? It's gotten better with time.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like giving good wine away.
That's what I'm saying. The WAP don't get out for free, Chris.
Chris tripping.
WAP come with a big discount.
Yeah, it does. Mm. So,
anyway.
And thanks to all the great YouTube viewers. The channel's doing awesome. So, yeah, Sherry, we've got a great YouTube channel.
So, I gave him a few lines to read, and y'all going to hear an ad, and hopefully it sounds good. A few lines. And so I said to Chris, this is only going to take maybe 15 to 20 minutes tops.
And what time was this, like a normal office hours kind of recording, or what time were we in?
Yeah, we were supposed to come in, knock this out, and I could go home because I was tired. I worked all day. Kim worked all day. It took us an hour to do this because Kim couldn't stop laughing. She would get to a word. One of the lines is, it was for, and I'm not going to say because I don't want it, but it would say, they want you to have access to the finest healthcare. And she said, I thought it was Access Hollywood. Or no, it was in
Access.
That's what it was.
This
it was like
the other word we messed up last week, Bugatti.
And begin with it. I can't say it no more. So it was like, they assess your needs and do the, she was like, they access. Oh my God, I thought it was Access Hollywood. And she would start laughing every single time. And I'm like, what are we doing? What's going on here?
It was
and
so
then
funny to
therapeutic.
Me.
Oh my God, I thought it was Tempur-Pedic. Oh my God. And she just laughing. And this fool over here, Chris, is laughing with her. And I'm like, okay, the clock is ticking. And I want to go home and get in the shower and go to bed. And then Kim kept laughing. And she was like, oh my God, I peed on myself. I got to go shower. I didn't pee on myself. I got to change my panties. That's how she was the entire time. And the more angrier I was getting, it made her laugh.
Oh, God.
I was so irritated.
She was so irritated and mad, and it was making me
And then
laugh.
This is what she does, so y'all. This was just the topper. Oh. On every line, I would put S. Sherry's going to read this line. K for Kim. S. K. So we could go back and forth reading the lines, and then she's going to stop and go, who read this line? Where say K? Who you think read it? It got a big K next to it.
I did.
And this is what she was doing the entire time.
Oh, God.
That's what she was doing the entire time. Oh, God. Hold on. Oh, God.
Stop it.
That's what she was doing.
Oh, God, let's stop.
And I said to Chris, and people ask us all the time, why don't you and Kim do a reality show? Why don't you guys just do a reality show? And I go, because we wouldn't be friends.
She'd kill me.
Because I would kill her and we would never talk again. So I choose to sacrifice a lot of money and a lot of fame of doing a reality show because I know it would take us to another level because I love our friendship too much.
But we did just do...
Joshua, you look amazing.
We just did a show together.
Does she have to cut my sides?
Can we show you on our podcast? Can we show your hair?
Your new hairstyle?
Because it looks amazing.
Oh!
Can you come over here?
Joshua, I gotta see this so I can get the same haircut.
Yeah, it looks like amazing, Joshua.
Okay, Joshua. Okay, okay. Yes, yes.
He likes Jeffrey. You know, when they make their mind up, they don't want to be on camera.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta get it cleaned up.
Okay, Joshua, we gotta finish this. You can't be like that.
Hey.
Joshua.
Look,
wait. Oh, now you want to come in?
No, you look great. Oh, that's amazing. And that's cream.
That's the cream.
That's awesome. Joshua, you're looking great, buddy.
I'll give you, guess what? I'll give you an iPad. Go be a boo-boo.
How's the new dog,
now
Joshua?
You don't want to get out of there on podcast.
I got to know about this dog. Did you name him Dexter?
Did you name your dog Dexter?
Are you having fun with Dexter?
Yeah.
Where's he at? Did he eat?
Mm-hmm.
Where's he at?
He's in there.
You want to go get him and show everybody?
Yeah, okay. We got to check him out.
Yeah, go bring Dexter so the world can see.
I swear, okay. I feel like I'm talking to my son.
Yeah, I'm not.
Go get the dog.
I'm not gonna beg him.
Go get the dog.
He tired? Is he tired? What's going on?
No, he ain't tired. He just is a boy. I'm telling him he could age early. My son, at least, he was 15 when he stopped talking to me. Yours is 10. He's 10 or 9.
The city's crumbling behind him. Background
fell out.
No, Joshua would have knocked.
Damn kids.
It's about to not be the city. It's about to be that bedroom, that princess bedroom, isn't it?
I'm telling you, but I just want to
say. You were saying, Kristen, you know who did that? Rodney did that. He done took the damn clips.
Okay, it's okay.
No, Rodney, he's the production manager.
Okay, but it's okay. This is life of the two funny mamas. Kim's backdrop has fallen with Joshua.
But
Rodney took the clips that hold the backdrop
together.
Come over here. Come sit in where your mama sits. This is Dexter, everybody. This is Dexter. That's Dexter. This is Joshua's dog. How old is Dexter?
I think he's 13 weeks.
You think he's 13 weeks? So he's still a baby. He's still
he
a
just
puppy.
Turned 13.
He's
just
turned 13.
He's a rescue.
Yeah, sit down.
Okay, so I don't need him snatching the wig off. Is what I'm saying. Can you hold Dexter?
Are you going to teach him any tricks or to bite your mom's ankle or anything?
I heard that.
Huh?
Wait, sit up, baby.
Sit up.
Actually, you're gonna have to stand up so they can see Dexter. There we go.
He doesn't bite any.
He doesn't bite. Now tell us something. Do you like your hair?
Yeah. I think it looks great.
Okay,
you don't want to cut the sides.
But you cut the sides, it looks neat and
see,
nice.
When you shave the sides, it looks
it'll
really
feel good.
Everybody
feels it.
Okay, we got a little. We got a little.
Do you want your iPad? I got you. You don't want it? Okay, come on.
You have to cut the sides too.
Yeah, you have to cut the sides.
Joshua, it looks better with the sides cut.
It looks better if the sides are cut.
I don't want
cut.
Them all the way off though.
Okay, she's not gonna cut them off. She's gonna cut it down a little bit. Okay.
I just think if you had a girl.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Josh. Your hair
Joshua.
Looks great, though.
It looks good.
Josh,
you
want to
sing your song? I'm
going to have all the girls in your yard.
Joshua got a song, you know, he made up when we were on Raising Whitney. Smell good.
No!
Don't tell his business. What
trash!
Are you doing? Okay, we're not going to sing the song. She's
terrible.
Not going to sing the song?
Okay.
What are you doing? You got to ask if you can sing a song.
That song's terrible. I want you to forget about it. Forget about it.
Don't mess up her hair. Should we do the podcast?
So this
look
is
how sweet that dog looks.
Yeah, he's a little rescue.
He lucked out. He's gonna be the star of the show.
That's why you was never supposed to, when you're doing an interview, don't let him bring in no animals and kids. They always steal it.
Well, Kim, what is he 10 now?
Sitcom,
huh?
Is he 10 now? Sorry, Sherry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yes, he is 10. But Chris, the dog's paws are huge.
And it scratched my titty.
But I thought he was going to be a little dog. I looked at those feet.
Oh,
I was
that's
like,
gonna be a big dog. Yeah, y'all think that's going to be a little yip yip.
Dog's paws as big as my hand.
Hey, pretty.
He's
can
got
you
got wolfhounds. That's so funny. When I was 10, I got my basketball number shaved into the back of my head. Can you believe that?
Oh, I love it. That's very cool.
It was sweet of my parents to do, but I think about it now. I'm like, what do you think they thought when I was like, hey, here's how it's going to go down with the barber today. You know?
I love that. That's very cool to have. So I know I just asked you to close the door and not walk away.
I was checking on the kid, make sure he's getting them side shaved.
That's funny about kids and their hair. Joshua does not, Kim had to talk him into these twists.
I wanted him to get, y'all like my shirt?
Yes, it's very cute.
I wanted him to get cornrows because they would last longer.
He doesn't want cornrows.
But he's never had them.
I know, but yeah, okay. But he doesn't want them. So you can't talk him into getting them. He doesn't, you know, he don't like them. And here's the thing, Chris, when you get your cornrows in your head, the person who's cornrowed has to dig their knuckles into your scalp. And that hurts.
Yeah, it
hurts really badly. Now, the way that we got this done when we were young, we got popped in the head with a brush
right
on the side of our face or a comb. That's what, and I don't know if you heard the term tender-headed. You ever heard that term, Chris?
So I've watched this go down with somebody and their son before.
Yeah, it's like it's a game fight. I watched this go down.
It seemed like it because it did not look like something I would want to participate in, but it looked great after.
It does. It looks really good, but it's very painful to get it done because you have to do it tight to the scalp so that it lasts. And so tender-headed means that your scalp is tender. So when you pull it, it hurts. Most black children start out tender-headed. Yeah. You know why? Because knuckles are being dug into your scalp and it's being pulled. Whether you're a girl and you get them big old clackers on your head, the ponytail rings and parted and greased. So we become tender-headed. The way our parents got us out of being tender-headed is we got smacked on the side of the face, or they hit us in the head with the brush or the comb, or we had to sit between their legs and just go,
Many times.
And so we became not tender-headed.
But you get used to it.
These new kids today.
That's why I want him to get it.
But you have to ease him into that because we can't pop them on the side of the head with a brush. At least we can't admit it on the podcast. Jeffrey, the side of a brush. I'll never admit that ever. If you take me to court, I'll deny it. Plausibility sustained.
What you got to do is get him a kid that's like, 15 that gets it done that he thinks is cool. And then he'll be like, hey, mom, right? Like, that's what you got to do. You got to get somebody that he thinks is cool.
You got to find one of your folks who's a really good actor, famous actor who's young. Who's had his hair. Like, do you know Drake? Do you know
Drake? Should just casually stop by.
Yeah, like, if you know Drake, just have him casually stop by when he gets off the plane from Canada.
I should.
Like, Chris Brown. Like, we need to get somebody like that he would know.
They do like me. I just never get their phone numbers.
I don't understand why
they
don't.
They leave without giving you their number? Is that what you're saying?
Or we leave and she don't ask for it.
Look at that evil smile.
That's the thing. Like, they be liking Kim.
As friends.
She be so oblivious. I swear it's a good goodness.
Yeah, to keep in touch. I'm just not I don't have a lot of celebrity friends I keep in touch with. I forget. Sherry keeps in touch with all her celebrity friends.
I try to, but they be wanting to talk to you. That's the thing.
I got
to
get...
Your clips got some celebrity love from this week. You guys had people dying last week.
Lena Waithe.
Ambiguity. Yes.
Lena Waithe, who does Kim's show, The 20s, on BET. She wrote Queen and Slim. She is executive producer, creator of The Chi.
She's my niece, in a way. I mean,
she's your niece, in a way. The episode that won an Emmy, Aziz Ansari show.
Master of None.
Lena wrote it, and it was with Kim in there. So Lena put it in there, and she said, we're crazy.
I said,
stop acting brand new, Lena, like you ain't crazy.
Right.
Lena's from Chicago.
Right, so. You know you've been messed up with ambiguity many times.
Yeah, because Lena liked our clip of We Couldn't Say Ambiguity. And so
my other friend called me. It was like, y'all couldn't say that word.
I know it was a lot of people.
Depends,
like,
on the day.
People were spelling it out for us.
No, they weren't. No,
yes,
they were not.
I got like 500 comments on that dang on clip. When you said black people are talking about us right now, and so many people was like, yeah, we are.
We are.
And it was a lot of comments, Chris, that people couldn't hear you. They wanted to hear your voice.
At the very beginning, there was something on the audio side that mixed, but it corrected within like 2 minutes.
Okay. I said, I didn't know because I turned the volume down.
What she's saying is, let me translate. I pay you to get your sound together. That's what
she said. Now I'm probably after you give him some. After y'all sleep together, I'm going to be right on the side of the bed. He's going to roll over. I'm going to be sitting right here with a whole notepad.
With a notepad? That's what you're going to do?
An updated service agreement.
Yeah. This is stuff that got this bullshit that's going on now. We're going to take care of this right. Close your legs, Chris. Close your legs.
We're about to fix all of this. They say that's the best time to get a man.
I'm telling you why he's all languid and just like, oh, Kim did just told me up.
Yeah.
Well, sit up straight.
To get some answers.
Yeah, because you about to give me some answers on this invoice that you've been sending. We got to color correct this right now.
Oh, Chris.
When you send this invoice, put in the subject line, WAP.
Son of a bitch, that's so funny.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm hurting. I am hurting.
I'm trying to say, let me see. I hope I advertise. I'm not too nasty for them.
Oh, the advertise?
Yeah, because we're so excited we got our first advertise.
I know we are.
So you got to listen
to them. But you know what we wanted to talk about too? When the dog was in here, Chris, tell Sherry that a hawk can pick up that little dog and fly away.
Listen. A hawk or a coyote in California, especially, you'll have coyotes that can come over your fence. You need to keep an eye out. Don't leave that dog outside alone.
I have coyotes in my neighborhood. Kim said, I have to protect. I'm always around the dog because I don't want a hawk to pick me. And I said, do we have hawks over here? And she goes, no. Okay, so what?
She was like,
I said, if you live up in the netherworld near the clouds, like Sheila E. Sheila lives down the snow. Sheila lives up in the mountains.
Right.
She got hawks and coyotes.
You got hawks.
We're
there.
Down here on the mainland with the natives. It ain't a damn hawk.
There are hawks.
There are birds that crap everywhere.
I promise you.
Her neighbor, Amber, has a parrot. There's not a hawk to be found.
Have you ever paid attention whenever I think they're those green parrots that come up from Mexico? There's been a few times I've been in Southern California and I look up and there's a flock of bright green parrots and trees.
You know
what? I'm like, what is this? Did people's pet get out? Like, what is this?
No, there's a story. What happened was, I think it was in the 70s. There were, it was a bird place where birds or something. The birds got out. They were the green parrots.
Oh.
They started breeding and they've never caught them and never got, so there's all the, and they stay together, but when you see them, they're over in LA, like on this in the West LA.
It's incredible. Yeah,
it is incredible. It is green bears. They have
I've
no business here.
That.
They have no business here.
I don't
here.
Want to talk to him. I don't know why he's calling
Who
me.
Who is it?
I don't even want to talk to him.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not picking up that phone.
No, hey, Kim. Dive in. Hmm? Kim.
I do. What happened to the man you were supposed to go on a date with?
First of all, let me tell you something. The dude that you set me up with ghosted me. I just want to let you know that. This thing.
You're kidding me.
No, he ghosted me.
He just stopped calling?
He just stopped calling me. I'm just saying.
After you sent those pictures you were telling us about?
No, I mean.
But what did you do? See, the thing is, I always got to go back. So what you did, he ghosted you because you probably didn't return the call. You forgot
his name.
Okay,
Bill Cosby, why are you talking like you didn't return the call? Not like Bill Cosby. Okay, that is not trending anymore. You got to use another voice. No.
Did Trump pardon him?
No, he can't pardon Bill Cosby because that's like that's not a federal something.
Got it.
It's too soon to pardon Bill Cosby. He ain't paid enough penance yet.
Damn.
He ain't even served one Spanish fly. Okay, so he's still got.
Okay.
Sorry, bad joke. Sorry. But it was funny. No, Kim introduced me to someone.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know you don't, but you don't. And she said he's interested in you. And I was like, okay. So we talked a couple times. He just stopped calling.
Did you guys ever see each other in person?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'll play that. Mm-mm.
So what happened? He just stopped calling. And you never said, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
So you text to say what's going on? How are you?
Yeah, we talked a couple times.
So where'd the ghost part come in?
The ghost part came in when you never called back. And that's okay. Like,
oh, you reached out and then
what
he...
What I'm not going to do is force you to call me back. If you don't recognize what you got, then you don't recognize what you got. It wasn't supposed to be yours.
Okay. Well, am I allowed to say something?
Sure. You ain't gonna say nothing's gonna make no sense, but sure.
No, I'm gonna say what happened to your brother with my girlfriend. I laid my reputation on the line.
And now your reputation is shit.
Yep. It's not as bad as your other friends.
Oh.
Who introduced you to your ex. I reckon ain't that, honey.
You know, my niece. She's my niece Nash. Niecy's reputation was in the garbage for a minute too, because she introduced me to my husband. But I don't blame neither one of y'all. Here's the deal. I don't blame nobody for nothing. You did your part. You intro. You made the intro. That's where it ended. And it was all good. He was a nice man.
What about when it ends? Are these people that you were previously friends with? Like, so say you set your friend up with another friend. Do you pick which friend you're better friends with and then just kind of also ditch? Or do you just kind of still, you're chill with both of them? Does that make sense? Do you draw lines on who you talk to?
You mean as far as like
the girls, you mean?
Okay, so Kim, you introduce a guy to Sherry that's a legitimate friend of yours. He ends up doing Sherry kind of bad. Maybe it's, you can legitimately say like, nah, that wasn't Sherry being whatever. You can say that. Do you still remain friends with the guy after he's kind of done Sherry wrong?
Oh, no. No.
Yes. What?
No.
Yeah, he was my friend.
No, you don't stay friends when nobody did me wrong.
How wrong? What's the level of wrongity?
We'll go, so if a wrongity is a cheat. Cheating is cheating. Do you guys care about cheating? I'm always curious about this.
Oh, that's not Chris. Okay.
That's like a deal breaker.
What's wrong with you?
So cheating's a three.
Y'all care. See, that's the man for you. Do y'all, I mean, y'all don't care nothing about like cheating.
No, I see what you're saying. Like if he sets fire to your house, okay, that's pretty bad. Cheating is below that.
No, physical harm's worse. But
you introduced me to, cheated on me, and we're in a relationship. No, you ain't supposed to talk to him again.
Oh, shoot.
Cheating is a code red, and then you have like an orange and a yellow right below that. So anything.
Yeah, let's just put here because I know this is what you're trying to ask. If you get with Kim and you do her wrong, then we're not going to do too funny mamas with you no more. If you get with Kim and you don't lower this damn bill and you send me the same amount after you done got with Kim, we're going to another production company and we're going to find another ask a white dude person to fill your shoes.
Damn, man.
I know that. She was beating around the bush trying to ask.
Yeah, you saw right through me. You saw right through me.
I'm just letting you know now. That invoice don't come down.
Can we do a black business?
Yes, we're going to promote a black business.
You won't believe. You ready for this? Who this is? Did I do this? I don't think we did
No,
this.
We didn't do it, and I know who it is.
You did?
I don't have a graphic. I don't have a graphic or anything. I prepared a different black support business for you. No. Let's see it. You have better than a graphic. No, we have better than a graphic. Let's see it. What do you have?
Well,
we've got music for you too, I believe. Key, do we have music? Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Kim.
All right. This is to promote a black business. We got Whoop Ash. This is a business by Cherise Smith, you know, Will Smith's first wife. And I love this product. It is, you can get it at www.whoopash.com. Whoop Ash. It's a very thick cream that whoops your ash.
Let me tell you, okay, let me give you a little bit about Whoop Ash. Cherie came up with Whoop Ash. The reason I've had Whoop Ash since I was on The View.
Oh, have you?
That's how long I've had Whoop Ash. Whoop Ash is, you can tell. Sorry about my nails. They're all jacked up.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
Look at that. It's kind of thick.
Yeah, it's really thick and creamy. Mm-hmm. And what I like about Whoop Ash, because like I said, I used it when I was on The View. It really gets the ashy off because it's so creamy, but it doesn't leave like a film. Mm-hmm. on it. And I have been using Whoopash since 2010. And it's got close like a door. Pretty, like a, is it just a cocoa butter?
Yeah.
See? Kind of smell.
That Let is me the best see. Smell. I have.
It is great, Chris. I wish you could use
my,
some of this.
My elbow is ashy. So you can whoop that ash.
But like, you know, I get ashy in weird places.
Like
I get
between ashy, your thumb.
And I get, no, I get ashy between the pinky finger and the ring finger. It's a weird, I get ashy right here. Would you take a little bit of that whoop ash?
Yeah, I put it on right
And when I tell you, look at that thickness right there.
Yeah, I put it right between my thumb and my forefinger, my first
thick
finger.
Thick with two C's. Look at that.
And I like that it doesn't stay look, greasy. Like,
it doesn't stay
stuff.
Greasy. And it's called, and I've been using whoop ash for a long time when Cherie first sent it to me.
Yeah, oh,
and
yeah.
It's called whoop ash.
We'll get a graphic.
Which I think is kind of cute, you know, whoop ash.
And I love, you know, the company that come up with their own.
It looked like a superhero, like
business.
Bam, bam.
Yeah.
So Cherie Smith is in business for herself. She had a reality show called The Ex-Wives Club.
Hollywood Exes.
Hollywood Exes.
That's right.
And so, and it smells really good too. So mm-hmm. you can go to whoopash.com, WHOOPASH, whoopash.com. And I've been using this for quite a long time.
Yes, and it's fantastic. It really is. She sent me.
Yeah, put it on your elbows, put it on your feet. It makes your feet feel mm-hmm. really nice, smooth. And there's no after
right.
feel. See it that? Feels really, really good. And it's got a really cute scent to it, which I think is a pheromone. There's a nice little pheromone
scent. Yeah, but
scent.
It's really nice. I love it. Intense moisture.
That's our black
that's
business.
That's black business, y'all.
That we're promoting. We have some more. Some people, there's another woman who sent me some stuff. And I said, if you send us a couple samples, we can talk about
you
it.
You need some whoop ash? Would you like to take it home?
She yeah, I would love to take it home because I would use it.
Okay, now go another one down there.
Yeah, I'll use it. Most okay. definitely. Now we, let's see. I forgot what we were talking about.
Oh, I just jumped in.
The elephant in the room. The inauguration.
Oh, right. We have to.
We didn't even talk
about
that
this.
Because our last podcast, it aired like right when they had the inauguration. So
oh, that's right. The day after. Hold
yeah,
on.
I think it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you can't sneeze these days. Sorry. Let me open up the door. It was a cold. It was cold. It, just a regular sneeze.
No, that wasn't a regular sneeze. What's a regular sneeze?
Because I had chills.
You know, when anybody sneezes, you'd be thinking. Mm-mm.
Isn't that the worst? You just can't even. You can't even have a. You can't eat.
You can't eat almonds
because they'll make you cough.
Last night I did a joke, and y'all's joke were. Who came up with the joke? You or Chris? Because Rodney's like the best joke was when you said you were having lunch, and Joshua brought his tray over and said, "Anybody sitting here?"
That was Chris.
That's what I thought. Best
Chris
joke
gave you that joke.
That's what Rodney
and
was
that
like.
Kim did a joke on her show. Where she said because she's doing online schooling and it's so crazy that Joshua brought his lunch in the kitchen. Like, is anybody sitting here? And oh my gosh,
it fell out.
That makes me so happy. But Sherry, it goes back to what you were saying. Just, you know, give her an inch and she'll take a mile. That's what it was.
No, yeah, she'll take your whole damn house. But I do want to let you know, Chris, that joke.
Killed
you wrote for Kim.
Wonderful job. I figured any of that stuff we were giving her, and it was great because Sherry was it was so great. Sherry was the tough love coach, and I was the good cop. She was the bad cop on that. I was like, well, you know, just throw these ideas and maybe put this together, and then Sherry would take it, kind of speak out half a joke, and then be like, and then you go with that, Kim, and you're gonna deliver, and you're gonna make them laugh, and it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Let me tell you something.
The joke killed.
Y'all were really a great team. And it got me ready. Okay.
We're going to talk about the inauguration.
Yes.
This was the inauguration putting in as president Joseph Robinette Biden and Kamala.
You should know the whole name.
Uh-huh. What's Kamala's middle name? She's
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Well, we're just going
to. Alexa. Oh, what is Kamala Harris's full name? Let's see what happens.
Kamala Harris's birth name is Kamala Debbie Harris.
Easy.
She was born on October 20th.
Okay, Alexa, that's enough. We don't need all that.
D-E-V-I.
Devi Harris. So Kamala Devi Harris was installed as the vice president of our country. And it was an inauguration. You know what? I was so emotional watching not only the inauguration, but the night before they had the COVID tribute. You remember that, Chris?
Yeah.
Where they had a light up that represented 1,000 people who had passed away from COVID.
Wow.
So it was 400 lights representing 400,000 lives that we had lost. And who sang? Yolanda Adams sang, and somebody else sang. They had a nurse whose video had gone viral. She likes to sing to her patients. Mm-hmm. Wow. And she sang Amazing Grace. So I was emotional with that. And then the inauguration. Let me tell you something, baby. Everybody, the fashion.
Oh,
Kamala Harris walked in. She had it was Sergio Hudson was one of the designers, and there was another black designer that she's been using. She walked in with her purple coat. Jill Biden walked in with her blue coat. Mm-hmm. The former first lady, Michelle Obama.
Stole
the show with that kind of burgundy purple coat. Look, with the belt, looking like a superhero. And I almost missed Obama's swag, because he walked in with his swag. I screamed.
Yeah, it was quite a show. But did
it was
you understand?
A show.
I didn't understand why all those colors, but they said it was whatever makes purple for unity.
Oh.
So that's why they
did. I didn't even think about that.
The hues of it. But can I give a shout out to Michelle Obama's hairstylist? She had a flip in her hair. That was ready for any weather condition. I said that flip in her hair was ready for rain, sleet, snow, or whatever. It was not going anywhere.
That was hand rolled.
That was not a curling iron.
That was
overnight.
That was sponge rolled.
Overnight. Michelle Obama was it. And let me tell you who found her. George Bush found her. I said, is he going to get some candy? Because you know there was another picture where he had given her some gum or something, and
with he loved him some Michelle Obama.
He like Chris with you. He loved him some Michelle Obama. That doggone George Bush.
Can I make a statement? CNN, E, I don't care what channel it is. Get off your ass and put these two on the next political thing, please. Stop being lazy.
We're the diamond and silk of Democrats.
Put these two side stage. No one can hang with them. Whoever you've got up there now is not as good. So
we need to send this demo to Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, when they walked in there and they was announcing everybody, so Mr. Biden, President Biden looked so good, except I need him to slow down a little bit because he limped one time. And But President Biden, because he's the oldest president, right?
He's not young.
But what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying,
you gotta be perfect, a limp, but Bernie Sanders sitting over there with some
middle. This Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders sitting over there with some mittens on, and you're talking about Joe? Mittens and his mail and
Bernie
a jacket?
Bernie Sanders, let me tell you how the internet will never fail you. Bernie Sanders was sitting there with his mittens on, which have sold out, the woman who created the mittens.
Wow.
And they got Bernie Sanders memes is everywhere. In any kind of situation, Bernie Sanders is on the train. He's at people's weddings. He's in people's nurseries.
No, they didn't.
He is everywhere. I wish we had memes to show of Bernie Sanders. But this is what I love about Bernie Sanders.
Insert here.
Okay. Bernie Sanders made a t-shirt.
Deal.
With his name on it.
Really?
With his name on it. And the t-shirts were $45. They sold out in an hour. He donated all the money to the Vermont Meals on Wheels program. All the money. That is enterprising. This is why I love Bernie Sanders. He's like the bridesmaid that never got asked to get married.
Oh.
You know, he didn't run so many, but that's how Joe Biden was.
But didn't they make him something? Like, he's running something.
Yeah, he's the Secretary of the Treasury or something like that. Yeah. So he's got a good position, but it's just like he keeps running, he doesn't win. But that's how Joe Biden was. Joe Biden was running the same way, and then he won. But Joe Biden, they used the Biden Family Bible when they swore him in, did you see how big that Bible was? It would have broken something. No, fallen. I said, oh my Lord, please don't drop that Bible. Y'all gonna break Jill Biden's toe. That Bible was so thick. But then when they swore in Kamala Harris, and she's now got her first husband. He's called Doug Imhoff.
First husband, not the second, third husband. Why?
No, he's called the first husband. Like he's called like
first gentleman.
The first gentleman. Yeah.
Just be making up stuff on the internet. Gonna have a meme of you. His name is not the first husband. That don't even make sense. He's the first gentleman.
Funny mamas. We never.
Or is he the second gentleman?
No, he's the second.
Because he ain't the first gentleman.
He is the first gentleman because they don't call President Biden the
president.
He's not the first lady.
So why would they call him the first gentleman? He's the second gentleman.
Are you sure?
I don't know, but that's
he's
Alexa.
The first, so, oh, no, we need this. Go ahead.
Okay, Alexa, what is Kamala Harris' husband? The first gentleman or second gentleman? She's going to be confused.
Oh, you're not going to like this.
This might answer your question. Kamala Harris is married to Douglas Imhoff. They have been married since 20.
Okay, Alexa.
Alexa, is Douglas Imhoff the first gentleman or the second gentleman?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
I have.
Hey Siri, let's see what one of these witches know. Hey Siri, is what's his name?
Doug Imhoff.
Hey Siri, is Doug Imhoff the first gentleman? Watch this. Let's see which one of these helpers is good.
What did it say?
She said,
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Find out for
a commenter said,
do we need to ask a white guy instead of Siri or Alexa?
No. Yeah,
ask a white guy.
Because
black people know this too.
What? It got just got quiet. We just stopped?
Well, I was waiting for the music. That's what I was looking for. There. So
we ain't going to no ask a white guy every time we black people know this too.
So he's the second gentleman is his title.
Thank you.
So he's the second gentleman. Sorry.
She didn't call him the first husband. She didn't call him the first gentleman.
I apologize. Doug Imhoff is the first gentleman.
Is the second gentleman.
Husband.
Remember,
first
he's not
ever.
The second husband.
They're in the second position.
Okay. So Doug Imhoff is the second husband.
Is the second gentleman.
I mean, he's the first. Anyway, he is Kamala Harris's husband. Okay, because I'm not getting this correct.
Right.
But he left his job. He's like taking a leave from his job so that he knows because he's got to undergird Kamala, and that's just so cool. Now, so
he got a what?
Undergird. Undergird. It's a biblical term. You should read your Bible.
Undergird her? They don't even sound right or comfortable. And I don't think he would. And the second gentleman, see, you got me, would not even appreciate that. I'm undergirding her.
That's what he's doing.
Hey, there's another dog.
This is what I have to say. How do you feel, Chris, about Jill Biden keeping her day job as a teacher?
I think that it's great. Oh, that's a cute. Whose dog is that?
No,
I gotta cut the gum out.
No,
says,
no, what are you doing?
You said no. You just clip it out.
No.
How did the dog get
gum
on
her
hair?
Take the dog out.
This
is another dog. This is
peanut,
the other
peanut
dog.
Butter. Peanut butter will get that right out too.
Peanut butter gets it.
He can't touch peanut butter. He's allergic to it.
Oh.
Andy, you want me to cut this gum out the dog's hair?
So to answer your question, Sherry,
I asked, how did he feel about Jill Biden keeping her job?
I think it's fine if that's what she wants to do, but like you'd be hard pressed to tell me that's anything more than a formality or something. Like maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's there every single day, but that sounds like a really difficult thing to pull off, right?
Can we do the podcast? Can you get the gum out the dog's hair when we're done with the podcast? Is all I'm asking. Chris said peanut butter will get it out rather than you cutting the hair.
Okay, Josh, so take the dog out.
We're going to do this when
we
finish
the
podcast.
Okay, we're on the podcast. Go ahead. We're doing the podcast. Don't put the scissors in the dog's face.
She don't come interrupting your history test,
yes.
Although I know you wish you would.
Go on. This, I apologize to everybody.
No, you don't. You don't
apologize.
No, you don't.
I didn't tell
you
to bring the...
But don't you think, like, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way at all. I'm just thinking, like, don't you think it's probably, like, maybe ceremonial? Or do you think she's, like, literally in there teaching all the time?
I hope not because, you know, here's the thing. Like, first ladies, you have initiatives. And I think
she'd be so busy.
Teaching, How you gonna go across the world with your husband when he's gotta meet Netanyahu? Or when he's gotta meet,
right,
you
she
know,
must have quit her job. There's no way.
No, she didn't quit her job.
Where's her job? In D.C.?
She's a teacher somewhere. A professor. So you can take like, but she didn't take a leave. She said she's gonna keep her job. So
okay.
I just go, how are
was
you
Secret
going?
Was Secret Service in the room?
What?
No, they'd know. Have to That's be, right? Saying.
Yeah, Secret Service is not going to let the first lady go anywhere. Are you serious?
No, but what I'm saying is if you're teaching and your husband has to go halfway across the world, right, or you got to host a dinner, or you're not going to be able to do it still.
Yes, you get a substitute teacher.
But
now you're taking food out of my mouth when I was a substitute teacher. Don't be a hater. There are subs that need to be there.
No, I'm just saying, literally, it is a full-time job being the first lady. It literally is.
That's you what have, I was thinking.
Melania didn't do nothing. So why
I know
did
she
Jill
didn't do nothing.
Feel like...
And this is one of the reasons why they had to leave, why she had that muumuu on when they got off the plane to Florida. Did you see that?
She was done.
Melania
she
put that muumuu on and got off the plane,
looked
at the camera, and kept
at the
walking.
Camera, like this, and
she
kept walking.
And kept walking. She was like, I am done. I am your first lady, and it was sort of wonderful, and I am done. Say YMCA.
And then she looked at him like, was that okay? She finished it. She was like, I'm your first lady. It was a wonderful blessing. And then she did like this. Okay.
I'm telling you, watching Donald Trump, I kept going, why are they playing YMCA?
Is that
the only people that license their music to him? And he played Tiny Dancer from Elton John. I'm like, what the heck is going on with the music?
It's funny too, because like, wasn't YMCA like a calling card for like gay men in the 70s?
Gay men. Exactly. I said, does Donald Trump not know that they talking about men being at the YMCA and they all gay?
Somebody else picked it to be funny.
Yeah, but he know what kind of music he's going off to it. Who picked it? Kellyanne Conway?
He don't know.
I was like, what in the world? So it's a trip because he's going to Mar-a-Lago. And so we don't know how this is going to work out. Jill Biden still keeping her job. Like Kim said, she'll have a substitute. But then it's kind of doing a dessert. It's like Raphael Warnock, who's now a senator. He says he's still going to preach at his church. You got stuff to do for Georgia. How you going to do that?
This is what they're going to do. They're both going to start off with good intentions.
Yeah, there you go.
And they're both going to fall off miserably.
There you go.
The church is going to fail.
Oh, damn.
And the children who are learning from Jill will not know a lot. So,
wow.
It's true. They're both going to figure in 3 months. They're going to try their hardest. And in 3 months, they're going to be like, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
It's like Sherry doing Call Your Mother and Dish Nation. She is falling off miserably, falling asleep during rehearsals.
Oh, my gosh.
She's realizing that two jobs at the same time at her age. Now, we could all done this. Warnock and Jill, they could have had these jobs in their 20s.
Okay.
But now at this age, you focus on one job and do it well. Sherry Shepherd is here to tell you.
They got a picture.
When you run through a red light, because you're working too many jobs.
I'm gonna see if I can send this.
Picture. Let me explain. If you're sleeping on the set and the people are taking pictures of you.
Kira Sedgwick had to wake me up in a scene. I was knocked out.
Oh no.
It's like Sherry. I was knocked out. As a matter of fact, Kira Sedgwick said to me before we started the scene, she said, Sherry, I got a ding, ding, ding on my phone. Two Funny Mamas is out today. I was like, what? She goes, I love the podcast. Oh. I listen to it while I'm in the kitchen. It's so funny. So that's what Kira said.
She's incredibly talented. And I don't mean this in any way other than I just like kudos to her. I've interviewed her husband, Kevin, and his brother. They have a band, and Kevin and his brother were a delight. So I bet she's awesome too. That's usually the case, right? Good people together.
Oh yeah, she is. Let me tell you something. I was a big fan of The Closer.
Did you tell her that?
What? I told her too many times because I was like, how do you do all the lines? That's what I was saying.
Can I tell you this, Chris? Kim Whitley did Call Your Mother. We did it together last week, and it'll probably be out in February or March. She was so good. Again, Kim Whitley was not even going to take the role, but she said to the creator, you know, at this point in my life, I want something that's going to get me an Emmy or a role that I can sink my teeth into.
Yes.
I'm never going to live this down.
She didn't want to take the role because it didn't have that many lines in it. So, and I said, Kim, take the role because this is a really great show. They wrote it really well. They're going to give you more stuff, which they did. They put Kim in all of these scenes.
Jesus.
They gave her all of these lines. Can I tell you, she complained the entire week that we were on set about it was too many lines. She was stressing out because she had to memorize all the lines. I'm telling you, this is the laziest, most workingest actress I've ever seen in my life. So we get to the set. She's got the lines memorized. Again, it's like with stand-up. She's got the lines memorized. She's running around with the script. And I said, Kim, you don't need the script. But it's her crutch.
I got to have the script.
She's got to be able to carry the script. Now, you know, I didn't have none of my stuff memorized. She got everything memorized and still complaining that it's too many lines. And then the whole thing is, Kim, if y'all haven't known this, this is our, what, 37th, 39th podcast?
It's a 38th show, I believe.
This is our 38th show. If you don't know nothing by now, Kim has severe ADD, L-O-C-K-H syndrome. She does not stay focused.
Oh, yeah.
So she is in a scene trying to focus.
It was one time.
One person was talking and she lost focus and her eyes glazed over.
I just went to Jamaica for a few minutes.
She went to Jamaica for a few minutes in a scene.
I did.
When that episode airs, whoever can tell the time that Kim went to Jamaica while she was listening to one of the cast members.
I was in it.
Give you some Too Funny Mama merchandise.
I was in it. And then I don't know, something happened. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if I left the dryer on. I don't know why that happened. It's a whole thing.
But she had them lines, though. Kim was so good, and I can't wait for y'all to see the episode.
It was a fun episode.
She was so funny. She played one of the characters' mothers who was not accepting and very judgmental.
And it was a different part kind of person for me, which I enjoyed.
It was. And you got to play highs and lows, and I would sit there like I was at the comedy show, and I was so proud of her because she was so funny.
She was my...
You know, getting to work with Kim.
Oh, you know what? We have to talk about, because we're almost at an hour, I believe.
Okay.
The poet. You want to definitely bring
Amanda. What was Amanda's last name?
Here we go again. She is the poet laureate.
She was the poet laureate on. Can you tell us that, Chris?
She's one of the youngest.
At the inauguration.
Amanda Gorman?
Amanda Gorman. She wrote.
What happened? Did you go to Jamaica?
It was called Climbing the Hill or Up the Hill. What was it?
Why did you stop?
Because I couldn't remember what the name was.
But then
was
you
called.
Don't just break out like you're having a stroke. That scared me.
No, I just was like, what is it? What, so she has a poem.
Book. She has a book coming out.
I want the name of the poem.
But she did a poem. Let Chris work his magic while we're talking. Give him a second. I'm so tired of you the jumping hill. On my head.
Oh, sorry. What? Well, repeat what you just said. Go ahead.
What was the name of the poem that she recited at the inauguration?
The Hill We Climb.
Oh, I said climbing up the hill. I was close. Okay, so she did a poem called The Hill We Climb. And let me tell you something about this. And I'm not going to call her a little girl because she's 22 years old.
I thought she was 14.
She sounded like she was 14.
I told my dad she was 14.
And she was tiny like she was 14. But she...
graduated from Harvard.
She graduated from Harvard.
Wow.
And she had written a book that is not out yet, but it is already sold out. Number one. And she has gotten a job offer from Morgan State University via Twitter. She was so, this girl, I was so proud of Niece. Amanda, she got up and did this very, very inspirational poem about being the light. And it was so wonderful. And she had like a little red band around her braids. The earrings and the ring that she wore were gifts from Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Oprah had gotten her those earrings and the ring that
she
wore.
So Oprah knew about her before?
So Oprah must have known about her before. Wow. Yeah, you know, Oprah be knowing everything.
Does Oprah ever ask you guys about me? We might have to cut this part out. I thought maybe that'd be a little bit different.
Yeah, you probably want to edit this part.
Man, I thought, you know, like, hey, who's that guy? You know, the segment, so fun.
Nope.
Nothing,
nope.
Huh?
Nope. That's tough. She didn't ask about you. Oprah got a lot of stuff.
She got a lot of stuff.
No, so she's changed the world.
Maybe in the future, right? Or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe when she stopped changing the world and stopped talking to Jesus.
Right.
Got it.
She floats.
Might have time.
Yeah. Sure. Then she'll ask about Chris Denman.
Thank you.
It's okay. You're going to learn to ask questions you don't want to know answers.
Answers too. He's going to learn.
Yeah, he's going to learn. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get your feelings hurt.
Amanda Gorman. That's going to pop you, Chris and Oprah. Amanda Gorman was outstanding, amazing, and really was a big standout at the inauguration. Lady Gaga got up there with this big old bird on
that
her chest.
Bird?
You know, what the heck that was? I said, did why? She got the big old bird on her chest.
Did you see Finesse Mitchell's Instagram about that bird?
I didn't. What did he say about the bird?
Finesse is hilarious.
It was so funny. He did a voiceover and it was
as he was a bird?
Of everything. It was just, it was.
Yeah, everybody compared it to the Hunger Games. The bird.
No, they didn't.
But so Lady Gaga tweeted out a close up and it actually was a bird extending an olive branch.
Oh.
That's what it was. It was so huge, though, and she said, let it be peace. So that's what it was a bird extending an olive branch. But that sucker was huge. She was good. But you know what tripped me out? Because I was watching with my makeup artist and the girl, Queen, who does my hair for Dish. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, Lady Gaga has said that she always watches Whitney Houston when she does the, what is that? What is the thing that Lady Gaga did? What do you call it when they sing that song? The National Anthem.
Yeah, okay.
So she would watch.
Chris, you almost made me spit.
I did spit.
You were like, oh my God, because we couldn't think of the National Anthem.
I was thinking.
She was just like that thing they do. I wasn't with her.
I thought she was going to bring up like a cover song or something.
I could look now. I couldn't remember what it
was. Chris, you know, that is true. She was like, what is that thing they do before every game? What's that thing called? That was hilarious.
I couldn't remember what it was called. Don't bash me.
What's that thing they do before every game, Chris? What's that thing? That's what she said.
And I noticed now one of y'all said nothing.
You didn't say before every game. You was like, what's that thing they do? She always, you know, Lady Gaga was talking about Whitney Houston. Ain't like Whitney Houston singing the national anthem every year. You said the thing they do before every sports game, you mean, Sherry?
Here I was.
Head over the heart and the flag is there. It's called the National Anthem. Sorry,
Kim,
Chris.
Kim, I got upset. I was like, oh my gosh, Lady Gaga covered a Dolly Parton song. I've missed it somehow. I thought she was going to go with like a similar song that they've, my God.
Well,
that was
when
great.
She sang the National Anthem. All right, let's get back to the task at hand. They said, you know, she always listens to, she always listens to Whitney Houston, the way she sings it. So I was expecting like, you know, like all of the riffs. Uh-huh. And it was so unlike a Whitney. It was nice. I thought she did a good job. I liked her. I loved what she was wearing.
Oh, yes.
She looked like she was going to fall over. I was like,
I love what she
no, was she had like a red tulle kind of skirt
yes.
thing. And then J-Lo got up. Let's get loud. Let's get loud. No, no, no. And she sang a song. She was really good. And a comic named Yamanika was like, who was her agent? How did J-Lo get up there? Like, out of everybody. And I was like, well, there you go. That's J-Lo.
It's who you know.
It's who, that's J-Lo. She did the Super Bowl. She can do the inauguration. And she did good.
Yeah.
And then they had that girl.
Oh, she was good.
Demi Lovato. She sang Lovely Day.
She was good.
She sang Lovely Day. She
you know who I was impressed with?
Who? John Legend?
John Legend. I've seen John Legend. I've never seen him perform with that much passion. John Legend.
I think he was very passionate.
He
really affected him.
He's usually on the piano and just singing with his lovely voice. John Legend.
John Legend went
bravado and he went ham. I was like, John Legend.
And do you know his wife, Chrissy Teigen, tweeted Joe Biden and she said, President Biden, I've been blocked for 4 years by a former president. Can you follow me? He followed her.
No.
He don't follow no other celebrities except Chrissy Teigen.
What does she mean she was blocked?
Because Donald Trump blocked her.
Oh, to follow the president.
Yeah, she was saying that the former president blocked me. He wouldn't follow me. So she was like, could you follow me?
Okay, yeah. That's great.
That
he followed her, which is very good. You have not because you asked not.
You have not. I'm going to ask him tomorrow my damn self.
So I think a lot of people now have been like, President Biden, can you follow me? Probably rude a day. But I think for the inauguration, that was it. And I just felt a sense of hope. That's what I was feeling like. Just hope, you know, because he's got a lot on his plate. that he's got to do. He's already joined the Paris. He went back and joined the Paris Climate Trade Winds Agreement.
And what's most important, we're back with the World Health Organization.
He joined the World Health Organization.
Because that was huge.
And Dr. Fauci. Look, you seen Dr. Fauci? Dr. Fauci walks up with all kind of swag on that stage and like, hydrochloroquine is raw. I couldn't say nothing before, but anybody get on the damn stage talking about what they don't know is dumbass. Hydrochloroquine is
so
wrong.
Excited.
He was so excited to be back on that stage.
Yeah, he's excited. So
Dr. Fauci is back. He has reversed. We don't have to spend no money on that wall that he said that the former president said Mexico is paying for.
Right. We're going to try to get the children. We're going to try to find the children.
He's trying to find the families to the children that were separated. He took that thing off the Dreamers. The Dreamers can stay. DACA. He's like reversing everything that Trump did. You know, Trump said, he reversed the Muslim ban.
Oh, right.
So they can, and this was very,
Muslims couldn't fly.
And this is very interesting. This is really, really interesting. The fact that Donald Trump kept saying all of the terrorists were Muslims and brown people in the shithole countries, when it turned out,
you
know who the terrorist was?
Right here.
The domestic white supremacist terrorist.
Yeah.
Right here in our own, and they teach y'all from down south.
I tell you who found out that, Pence. Pence found out. Oh, he sure did.
Boy, he turned on Pence like you wouldn't believe, like Pence. A pit bull who had got out the yard.
Yeah, Pence was like, oh, that's how we doing this?
Honey, when they were screaming, hang Pence.
Hang Pence and coming over that wall and coming through. Pence like,
and
where
did
it?
And didn't even call Pence to find out how he was doing. Didn't do
nothing. Pence was like, I'm going to come to that inauguration. I'm going to show you.
And then did you see that Trump had invited all of these people that he fired, first of all, to his send-off, because he wanted a military send-off like a dictator gets.
Nobody does that.
But they invited celebrities and people that he had fired and said you could bring 5 guests with you. They invited Anthony Scaramucci, who only lasted a day before Trump fired him. They invited all these people, and so it was only like a couple hundred people there. Because he wanted
it was his family.
It was his family screaming Tiffany Trump over there howling and screaming her boyfriend. Huh?
He was out there in the streets of DC with a flyer saying, "Come on, come in, free entry, free cover."
It was treated like a
bringer show.
And I hate it. He's still calling it the China virus and just whining and complaining. But
it's over.
It's over.
It's a new day. Two Funny Mamas is about to wrap this up.
No, we're not.
We are. We're already an hour in, and it's time for us to talk about our product. And do we have any comments or anything? She don't understand. Just because she was late and out of control, I have a life. Plus, I think it's raining outside. I feel like something's flooding. And
Andre is over with Jeffrey. They were going to go bike riding.
In the rain? You didn't check the weather?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with going bike riding in the rain.
Oh, you're not worried about the giant thunderbolt coming down and hitting the metal bike? What's wrong with you?
You are really fearful. You got to get out of fear.
Okay, everybody, listeners and viewers, please make a comment. Is it wise to go bike riding in the rain?
Haven't you ever walking outside? What's that?
That's
Barry White's Glow D. Remember that song? Walking outside in the rain with the one I love feels just fine.
It's walking in the rain, not riding on a metal bike attracting electricity.
Haven't you ever wanted to go out in the rain and just go?
No.
They did it in Bridgerton. They was in the rain and they made love.
Okay, don't tell me. I don't want to know. I'm still watching the show.
You ever made love in the rain?
Have I ever? No, I'm not getting wet in the rain. Making love in the rain is cold. I'm like doing that.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, a shower with
control
the temperature. Whatever
happens to young love fantasies? Like you can't.
No, you
yourself.
Get arrested when you do that kind of stuff.
You
probably outside,
you know,
naked
you
in the rain.
You gotta keep your fantasies together.
And then you lay on nasty grass, and a slug come along, and one of the worms. No.
A slug? Oh my gosh, I haven't heard that in a long time. Is that a slug?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Sometimes we really get away our age. Yes,
Chris? Do you want to reset with a good deed? I do have something I think you guys are going to appreciate. Do you want to check this out real quick? No, this is, as you're talking about kind of refreshing and let's go with a positive foot forward. Ready? There's a thing in St. Louis called the Tap-In Center, and some of your listeners may need some help with this. Basically, if you have warrants or you have minor crimes that have turned into something, go to this Tap-In Center. They're literally there 6 to 8 p.m. every week, and you can go and you'll have free legal help. It's basically to say, hey, you're not a terrible person. You get behind on stuff. Let's get this figured out. It's part of the bail project, the bailout project. And it's just a really, really great thing that a friend turned me on to. Not paid. Too Funny Mamas isn't paying for this. It's a great, great project that's going on at the Florissant Valley Branch every Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. If you're in St. Louis, check it out. It really is an important thing to kind of get that cleared up.
And there's probably things like this across the country.
Yes. The bailout project, check it out. What's that?
What is it to help for? What is it again?
So say you have a traffic ticket that turned into a warrant, or you think that maybe you got in trouble and then you're going to get arrested, and that's just going to snowball and you're caught in these things. Right. That was a huge problem with Ferguson, where the police officers giving out, you know, small tickets, then you miss a court date, it turns into an active warrant, and then they come get you from your job, you get fired from your job, and you're 6 months behind on everything. Does that make sense? So if you're behind, or you think you have warrants or anything like that, go get it. Just go get some help. That's all it is. It's a great project. Great. Yes.
So, thank you, Chris.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're really in love with yourself. I see how you're looking at yourself. It's over. Let's wrap it up. Hey, you all, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching Two Funny Mamas. You can get our merchandise at buyjack.com/twofunnymamas. Leave your comments. Please have people subscribe. Wherever you're listening or watching, hit the subscribe button. Thank you so much.
That's it.
That's it. It's
over. Is that it?
I got to pee.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Two Funny Mamas. This has been a blast. We have so much fun. This is our 38th episode. Keep tuning in. Keep trusting us. We had one commenter who was like, I can't take the non-structure. I got to go.
Oh, I saw that. That was the funniest thing. And it wasn't, it was like, hey, have a nice life. I can't do this.
I love you. Have a nice life. It's over for me. And I said, well, thank you for trying to hang in there. We don't have structure. We do this. We started out doing this for us, and we love it so much, and hope that because we have fun.
My face hurts. My face hurts.
We laugh so much, and so we just want to bring a little bit of the laughter to you. So we understand if you can't stick in there because we don't have structure, because we're not even trying. But we thank you, and Kim went to the bathroom, and just have an amazing day. Y'all, God bless. I feel empty without my co-host.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Two Funny Mamas. Two Funny Mamas.